How should Arizona plan for its water future? That was among the questions discussed at this week's Arizona Town Hall in Mesa. Joining me to talk about the recommendations that came out of the event are attendees Richard Morrison, a water attorney and board chair of ASU's Morrison Institute for Public Policy, and Catherine Sorensen, director of Phoenix's Water Services Department. Richard, to you, what was the biggest recommendation from the discussion?
Well, certainly one of the strongest recommendations is that we adequately fund the Arizona Department of Water Resources so that it can restore lost staffing needed to complete the Arizona General Stream Adjudication. The General Stream Adjudication is a very complicated judicial proceeding designed to prioritize everybody's water rights on the major river systems in Arizona.
Catherine, what about you? What are some of the big top one or two things that came out of this?
Well, one of the things I saw was that there was a very broad consensus to move forward with Arizona's strategic vision for water supply sustainability. The Department of Water Resources spent a lot of time over the last couple of years developing this document, visiting every single watershed across the state, doing analysis of, you know, supplies versus demands and different management techniques. And so people, I think, understood that that's a document from which we can start a lot of really great conversations.
In reading through the draft recommendations, it seems like there are a lot of them that involve money in some way or another, either the state spending money or consumers potentially, water users potentially spending more money. I want to talk about the public money first, the state money. Is there enough money? Is there the will to do some of the stuff or any of the things that this document recommends?
Well, in recent years, obviously, the budgetary challenges faced by the legislature have prevented adequate funding of the Department of Water Resources and other water-related funds that are already statutorily authorized. So it's been a big problem. And the critical question of the day actually is whether we now have both the economic strength and the political will to execute these recommendations that came out of town hall.
Do you think we do?
Well, here's what I think. The people have spoken. The people at town hall spoke with one voice in support of greater funding for DWR and for more infrastructure and for more conservation technology. It's what Arizonans have said they want. And now what we have to look for is the leadership in the legislature to help make it possible.
Catherine, as head of Phoenix's water department, you deal with this on a daily basis, and you're currently in the process of trying to get a rate increase for your users. Do you think that people recognize sort of the value of the water they're using versus how much they're paying for it?
So, yeah, I do. Arizonans care deeply about water. I mean, that's clear. And Arizonans have very strong opinions about how water should be managed in their particular communities. There was a lot of talk about financing and funding of infrastructure, and that's really where the rubber hits the road, right? Especially in rural Arizona. In urban Arizona, we have the population base to use water rates successfully to pay for large infrastructure projects. But in rural Arizona, it's a different situation. Infrastructure is extremely expensive. When you start talking about the pipes, the pumps, the wells, the water treatment plants, the wastewater treatment plants, all the things that are necessary to manage water well, it's really expensive stuff. And it's one thing when you have a broad population to spread those costs over. It's another where you have a very limited population base. So we spent a lot of time over the last 3 days talking about those differences and how to make up the gaps in funding.
Richard, what is the state of Arizona's water infrastructure statewide?
Well, in most areas, the water infrastructure is still working quite well. But, you know, one of the things panelists discussed this week is that deferred maintenance is a problem almost all over the United States in various contexts. And some of our systems are aging. What most Arizonans probably don't know is that historically, most water has been delivered at a price that's almost free if you consider the question of whether anything is being paid for water molecules. Almost all of the price is attributable to the cost of developing the water, storing it, transporting it, and treating it for delivery.
How do you try to balance the message to your customers that we're not going to run out of water tomorrow, like you're not going to turn on your tap and have sand come out, but at the same time, we need to start conserving it. I mean, it seems like kind of a contradictory message that you're trying to get out to people.
It is. It's a very nuanced message is what I would say. And that's why what you see out of the city of Phoenix is you see that we focus on long-term efforts to change the culture of how we live here in the desert. So we really focus on making sure that people understand they need to embrace a desert lifestyle. And you do not see knee-jerk reactions to drought or other current situations. That's because we don't want people to react to their current environment. We want people to understand that it will always be hot and dry here, and that someday the drought will end, but it'll still be hot and dry. And so we need people to really understand that this is about embracing culture change over the long term.
Are both of you optimistic that some or all of the recommendations that came out of this Arizona town hall will in fact be implemented?
I'm always optimistic. And you know, Richard made a good point. The people have spoken, I think, with a very strong voice. There was broad consensus. And I think you would find that broad consensus across Arizona outside of the town hall process. Arizonans care about water.
Well, I am, too, for a couple of reasons. Most of these ideas are not new. They've been around for a while. So they're not shocking. We come back to the question I asked before, do we now have the political will to implement them, to carry through, to close the loop, accomplish the goal? And as we move ahead and as more water consciousness has been generated because of the California crisis, I think Arizonans understand the time is now.
Richard Morrison is a water attorney and board chair of the Morrison Institute for Public Policy at ASU. We also heard from Catherine Sorensen, director of Phoenix's Water Services Department. Both were among the participants of this week's Arizona Town Hall, Keeping Arizona's Water Glass Full.